This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump is back. Much to the consternation of many leftists, Trump is resurging. And I'm going to tell you, this may be bigger than when he first came on the scene. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, by the way, have you been to the website, theblacksphere.net? If you haven't, I suggest you check it out. New change. I want to thank the team over at Spreely, Terry and his daughter Chelsea. Magnificent team. Just magnificent. And I hope you check out Sneak Peek, which is now one of the feature things because I do a show, a little TV thing every day over at Sneak, what we call Sneak Peek. And some of it has to do with what this radio show. Others just things that I think people are going to be interested in. What are we going to be talking about in the media cycle? And I like to say, I want to put you inside of my head. Just for a minute. Hey, you can't live there. Sorry. It's expensive rent. But I do want people to understand how things come about. And here's the other thing. If I put you inside my head and you go, Kevin, I was thinking the same thing. That I think that is what unites many of us. That's the reason why a lot of people are listening to the show. And by the way, even that's going to grow. Now, I was going to move it behind the firewall at the beginning of the year, and we still haven't ruled it out necessarily, but here's what I will tell you we are going to do. We're going to get special stuff. It's part of Backstage Club. And I do want to give a shout-out again to my friends, the guys I went to college with, Craig and his brother Dale, the Secor brothers, because they are, I mean, we hadn't seen each other in a long time. Craig came through St. Louis when I lived there. We had steak dinner. It was so good to see him. He'd been stationed on a nuke, got caught up a little bit, and he's an expert in Islam and the study of the Quran, and just two very, very bright guys. But we hadn't seen each other in a long time, and it was like we just picked up where we left off. I love that about my friends. But the biggest thing was they became supporters. I love that. Yeah, we try to help each other. That's what this movement is about. And you know, I got to tell you, I'm so proud. I say this, I can't even believe that I can make this statement, but I have so many friends that I can count on. And I hope you do too. I really pray that for you, that you have friends you can count on. It's not about ego. It's how can I help? That's what I really want to stress. Whew. Just thinking about it, it makes me just feel so good. I got to, whoo. There's no better drug than that, honestly. I mean, anyway, going back to Trump, they bolstered him. High-ranking Democrats, folks, and other leftists put Bragg back, and they put him in check. They demanded that he back off. And not because the powers that be didn't want Trump destroyed, but because Bragg rekindled this fervor that we now feel. I mean, again, I asked this question the other day. Where were you on Trump when he lost? What happened during that period? Let me ask you, did you feel like you were getting more and more behind him, or did you feel it slipping a little bit? Because I'm going to make you a bet. The majority of people listening to the program, you found yourself slipping. You'd vote for him if he did win it, but you were starting to look for alternatives. And I made the comment many times. I said, look, guys, if you are so willing to give up a warrior like Trump, you got a problem. It's kind of, it reminds me of Gladiator. People listen to the program are like, oh, here he goes. Because I love that movie. But it does. Here's Maximus, who's been to battle and saved the Republic. And what does the guy that seeks all the power, that wants to be Caesar, what does he do? He takes out a general. He's so drunk with power, he's ready to take out his general. The guy that he thought of, that he pretended to be like a brother. That's leftism, man. It will take you out no matter how good you are. It says enough is enough. So anyway, the obvious political prosecution of Trump and persecution and the public perception caused Democrats to panic. Because Bragg did threaten to arrest Trump last week. And while he was doing that, Trump was planning his Friday rally. Yes, America, Trump was so scared of being arrested, he didn't even cancel his rally plans. He was like, yeah, the guy says he's going to arrest me. Fat chance, fat black man. Ha ha. And speaking of the rally, I heard it was people waited 12 hours. They hadn't been waiting that long for Trump's rallies. He hadn't seen this type of reception in quite some time. And on the heels of this railroading of Trump on this J6 nonsense, I think a lot of supporters said, you know, I'm going to lay low. And then, of course, the final thing is the media beat Trump up over, you know, all just incessant. Trump is under investigation. Trump is this. And I had people tell me, Kevin, I just so sick of seeing Donald Trump. And I'm like, what do you mean you're sick of seeing Trump in the news? He's not trying to get in the news, number one. And number two, if you want somebody to in other words, if I want to support the guy, the popular guy, I got to support the guy that can generate news, that can generate media. You know how many people come to me, Kevin, can you get me on Fox? This is when I was on Fox. Kevin, can you get me on Fox? And now they tell me, Kevin, can you tell me how to get on Fox? And you know what I tell them? Do something relevant. Powerful Democrats cut Trump, folks, put his blood in the water. And they did it because they needed people like Nikki Haley and Bolton and this guy Vivek to act like they were real challengers. But they're not real challengers. They cannot beat Trump. The only one who's got a chance is DeSantis. And DeSantis is waiting in the wings to see what he can do. But Trump's resurgence has got people rethinking DeSantis. Look, I'm not talking conjecture here. I'm telling you what I know. There are people going, you know, man, I was big on DeSantis, but this thing with Trump, I'm feeling it, folks. I'm telling you right now, my pulse is on the, I've got my finger on the pulse of this.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots to talk about this week. Lots to talk about today. It's never going to let up until Joe Biden's gone. And by the way, some of the conversation we will have is about Joe Biden's frustrations with his vice president, people's frustrations with Joe Biden, and rightfully so. Joe Biden is a menace. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This demented maniac has us on the brink of war with Russia. We're already in a war with Russia, but it's by proxy. We're through Ukraine. So we've already gotten, we've sunk $200 billion into this war. We've effectively bought Ukraine. And what they bought was a silence of the people, the powers that be in Ukraine, to know where the bones are buried for, where the bodies are buried for the Biden family. So that cost from Hunter Biden and Joe Biden is roughly $200 billion to Ukraine. And China has benefited by, I don't know, $75 billion. I think we figured out that they got more in trade with the United States because of everything that's happened there. And, of course, no culpability for the flu, right? So no culpability for that. So I don't know what the total price tag is, but for their silence of their partnership with the Bidens, this is what we get. And by the way, don't expect the Chinese to do us any favors when it comes to the Bidens anyway, because they're in business with them. Why would they? So we've got all this world, this speculation around this stuff from the world affairs, and the fact is the Bidens are so compromised that nothing's going to happen. We keep waiting on somebody to drop dime on the Bidens. Why would you do that? When you are getting everything you want, why would you drop dime on the Bidens? Why would you say anything? You think China, yes, we have proof the Biden's been doing crooked business, better business here. No, they're going to just let them get away with it because they're, who's, do you want Trump if you want to beat up the United States or do you want Biden? Simple answer. Anyway, let's go back to Russia. So this article, it was in Zero Hits, says Russia is again putting the U.S. on notice after last week's drone incident, intercept incident, which resulted in an American MQ-9 Reaper drone crashing into the Black Sea. The Pentagon said it intended to continue patrolling international territory, despite the Kremlin asserting it had closed down some airspace over the Black Sea as part of its special operation in Ukraine. So we're now fighting over airspace, is what it amounts to. Now, I'll ask you a very simple question. You know this question is coming, people, so stop rolling your eyes. But do you think that Russia would shoot down a drone that's in international waters if Trump were president? Do you think they would? Well, I'm going to bet you money they wouldn't. And you don't think they would either. Because Trump would say, I tell you what, you know, I've already done some work on your economy. If you continue to shoot down our drones, I will wreck your economy, Vladimir. I don't want to do this, Vladimir, but I will. I can and I will. I will wreck it so beautifully that you will never understand what it looks like. It will be beautiful to us, not beautiful for you. I'm getting better with my Trump on. Anyway, Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, I'll get it out. In a new warning, he said Moscow will take countermeasures against any further U.S. or NATO drone flights over these parts of the Black Sea where the intercept incident occurred. We warned them against trying to play on their nerves, testing our patience, Rebikov said, according to Rio Novosti. The U.S. drone was in a zone where we introduce a special regime associated with conducting military exercises. So, you know, I don't run the military. It's above my pay grade. And maybe we should be looking into these guys or whatever. But you know what I think we should be doing more than anything? We should be looking for peaceful diplomatic solutions. We never should have said to Russia, invade Ukraine. We should have sat down at the table with them and said, what's the beef? The Democrats claim this is what they want to do. Trump uses our economy to do this. Trump was getting us out of wars. Joe Biden is getting us into wars. And the media is silent about it. And a guy who, by the way, has absolute connections to everything we're talking about. It isn't like, you know, he's squeaky clean. He divested himself of all business interests. We know with 100% certainty that his son, Joe Biden's son, and his brother, and possibly others in the Biden family, are directly involved with every country I've mentioned outside of Syria. We know it. And by the way, there probably are connections there, knowing Hunter. This is insane. This Russian envoy said he vowed that Russia's sovereignty and security will be ensured by all means available. That sounds like a dude that's got Big Brother backing him. He says, no American drones, whether reconnaissance, strike, strategic, or any kind, will shake their determination. And according to sources cited in CNN, the Pentagon has altered the path of its drone flights farther away from the Crimea Peninsula on fears that another incident such as last week's could spark a shooting war with Russia. So Donald Trump and the Republicans, we're the warmongers. And what does Joe Biden do? He blows up the Nord Stream pipeline. Now they've pretty much admitted it. They destroyed it. And, of course, it's been reestablished, but they blew it up. And now they're provoking war with drones and financing the war that Russia is currently fighting with Ukraine. What are we supposed to think? The other thing is this, with respect to the drones, Biden blinked. If Biden had said, we're going to fly our drones wherever we choose, and if you shoot down another one of our drones, we're going to get you. That's leadership. He didn't say that. Oh, the drones have remained in international airspace. This is what one of the spokespeople wrote. They said, he's remained in international airspace. So since the collision between one of the Russian jets and the MQ-9 Reaper drone last Tuesday, the U.S. has moved its drone flights further away from airspace surrounding the Crimean Peninsula and eastern portions of the Black Sea. In other words, Putin just punked Joe Biden. Yeah! The guy, Putin, I know Putin, I've met with Putin, he knows I'm a tough guy, dark-faced pony soldier, what's he want to do, some sit-ups, some push-ups? This guy is a menace, and this is why, when we get to the next segment, I'm going to talk about Joe Biden, his relationship with Kamala, his relationship with America, and this is why people have no faith in the President of the United States. Their president, they have no faith in his government. Are they really trying to do the right things by us? I don't believe so. So, one more thing, and by the way, in this show, we're also going to try to figure out where Fetterman is.
Radio show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about Audrey Hale, the 28-year-old woman who killed 6 people inside an elementary school in Nashville yesterday. Police Chief John Drake says authorities have talked to the woman's parents.
And we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally.
Drake says the parents thought she had just one gun and had sold that, but she'd hidden her guns from her parents. Also, Drake says Hale had been undergoing treatment for an emotional disorder. Where's your plan? That, again, is the question to House Republicans from President Biden regarding a new federal budget.
The president released his budget 3 weeks ago, and so far all we've seen from Speaker McCarthy and MAGA Republicans in Congress are proposals that would blow up the deficit.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton. Earlier today, McCarthy called on the president to negotiate on raising the debt ceiling. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to do something a little different. Because when I tell you guys we have too much news, I mean it. There's too much news. There are stories out there that validate what we say, validate, in terms of conservatism. It validates us. These various stories, they validate us. Why did I say it? Oh, because it wants to be a new pronoun. It's now they. So they validate us, these stories. But we can't get to them. Some of them are just, my producers get them, and they go, this is just an interesting story. We call them culture stories. Others are things that showcase hypocrisy or irony. We call them either hypocritical ironies or ironic hypocrisies. Works either way. And some of them are just plain funny. Like we got this clip of a son that comes out as straight. It's hysterical. Let's go ahead and play it. Anyway, here's what I'm going to be doing. I want to play a hodgepodge of things that we wanted to cover. I don't want to cover them any longer as segments. You know, like it takes up 7, 8 minutes or 10 minutes of our time. Because I don't know that they warrant that. But I don't want to let them go because I think they're interesting. So we're going to just run with a segment. I'm going to call it the hodgepodge segment. And this is the hodgepodge. Anyway, here's a guy. The son that comes out is straight. I'll tell you a little bit more about it at the end of the clip.
Question. I'm dating someone.
What's his name?
Her name is Sarah. I'm straight.
Okay.
What did you just say?
No, let's not.
No.
Let's
Carol,
not come.
What did you just say? I'm straight.
He said he's straight. So let's just all breathe through this.
No son of mine!
Okay.
We'll be straight.
Here's the thing. When you're young, you experiment.
Just as a face.
I love you no matter... Honey?
No, I'm not doing this.
Okay. What do you think of Celine Dion? Are you just done with her?
I don't know.
He doesn't know about Celine Dion anymore. This is tough.
You know, maybe you're just not a bottom.
Yeah, sweetheart. You should just try one time being a top. Tonight, we will all sit on the couch. We'll watch... What should we watch? We'll watch,
Hairspray.
Hairspray. We can, as a family, just scroll through Grindr.
He's our son. He's not my son.
And I love this clip. It's even funnier to watch because you can see all the different expressions and what have you. Love it. Because it's making fun of the idiocy of coming out and the whole LGBTQ, IAWTF issues. It does it. And I did this a while back. I did the Not Gay Man Woman. NGMW is a spoof of this. I put it up on Facebook. By the way, it's part of my comedy routine. And I got attacked. And we explicitly said, we love and appreciate the LGBTQIA community. But we also love ourselves. And so we want to show appreciation for the not gay man woman. And this is before the man-woman thing even became a concept, you know, some sort of idea that you don't know what a woman is. I was way ahead of my time. And I would make these videos, of me walking my pit bull, and guy pops out with a camera and says, that looks like a pit bull. That doesn't make you, that's not a dog that a gay guy would have. And I'd go, I'm totally gay. This is not a pit bull. This is a beefy chihuahua. And I would like, you know, this is a, you know, like a bigger version of a chihuahua. It's a special breed grown only in the mountains of Mexico. And I would pretend to be gay. And then I'd kiss Melissa before I'd leave. And the guy would go, I just saw you kiss a woman. And I go, oh yeah, it was my sister. And they go, well, she's mighty white. And I'd go, yeah, well, she bleaches, and you know, and then I'd go back to being super gay. And the idea was I couldn't come out as straight, that I was hiding my gayness. And then we created a magazine, the NGMW magazine, which would be out, straight out, and we would out guys as straight. So we would have Sylvester Stallone, we think you're straight, Sly, you know, and The Rock, and we'd go, The Rock chiseled straight, you know, things like that. We would make these spoofy magazine covers and stuff. Just, and you know, they were hysterical. And you know, Facebook took it down. Gay people, you shouldn't be mocking us. We're a marginalized group. And I go, whatever. We're having fun with the concept. And these guys did it. And it was Babylon B-esque, if you will, mocking one simple thing that says, and the whole notion of it was, let's just be human beings. Why should I sum you up based on how you have sex or with whom you have sex when you have so much more to offer me as a human being? We were mocking it. And do you know the thought police? How dare you? Anyway, that's one of the things that we did. So let me move on because we won't get to these. This has almost become a segment. This one. By the way, I could easily talk about the LGBT community and the NGMW community and joke with you that, you know, we also have the Qs, because if you're questioning, why should you only be questioning your gayness? Can't you be questioning your heterosexualness? So we had that discussion, and I threatened to sue over the transgender, because I said, if you're a transgender and you go from male to female and you like males, well then what are you doing over there with the LGBT when you could be over with the NGMWQT? So we made it very funny and very clever. So, you know, just giving you some ideas around it. Oh, so here's the next one. Let's do this one, because I'm never going to get to this story. This was a spoof of Meghan Markle and her cuckold husband, Harry. And it was a spoof done by South Park on these on the former royals.
I'm sick of hearing about them, but I can't get away from them. They're everywhere in my f***ing face.
Look, Kyle, we just kind of don't care about some dumb prince and his stupid wife.
Moral of this particular story, Meghan and Harry have to think about their names. Are they royal? Do you consider these people royal? Harry is of royal blood. Do you consider his behaviors royal? What would you let Harry do for you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. And the second part of it, which South Park really does a great job of explaining, is who cares? I was going, I get groceries every other day, you know, whatever, got to pick something up. And I'm looking at the Globe and I'm looking at the Inquirer or whatever, and there's always something with these stupid so-called royals on it. And it always cracks me up. You know, who are these people? Why do we, I mean, you got to have a lot of time on your hands to want to know what Meghan Markle and Harry are all about and what they're into. I do know this. I heard they lost money at SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, and it didn't break my heart. If it turns out that it's true, I won't be upset. What else we got on here? Oh, Eric Adams spoke out about Lightfoot's loss, and the reason why I'm bringing this one up is just to remind you that we're winning. Here's a guy having to come to grips with one of his compatriots, and he's saying, you know what, we got to be thinking differently as Democrats. Here's Eric Lightfoot, the mayor, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City.
Want to talk about what happened in Chicago this week. Your friend, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, she had a pretty big loss mm-hmm. in her reelection bid. You work closely together on a range of issues, particularly on questions of crime. That is an issue that dominated the election in Chicago. What is your takeaway from her loss?
Well, I think all of our big cities. I like to say we have three parties, Democrat, Republicans, and mayors. Mayors, we are closer, we're the closest to the problems. And I stated on the campaign trail and in the city, public safety is a prerequisite to prosperity. Same as Chicago, like New York, and many of our big cities across America. That is why we're zero focus, double-digit decrease in shootings, double-digit decrease in homicides. We have witnessed this year, particularly the month of February, all of our index crimes is low for the entire year. We are focused on public safety because people want to be safe. They don't feel safe and they're actually safe, then you're going to lose control of your city.
Is what happened to her a warning sign for you here in New York?
To the contrary, I think it's a warning sign for the country. Eric Adams has been talking about public safety, not only on the campaign trail, but for the first year. I showed up at crime scenes. I knew what New Yorkers were saying, and I saw it all over the country. I think, if anything, it is really stating that this is what I have been talking about. America, we have to be safe.
Welcome back, everybody. That's a good one to be talking about in the context of the midterms. Eric Adams says it's a warning sign for the country. Yeah, it was. And that's why I can tell you we dominated the midterms, but we got cheated out of them. So I'm not gonna let you rest on the idea that you better be backing the people that are going after election integrity. Don't let them make you think these people are wackos, tinfoil hat wearing folks or whatever. These are people that believe in this republic, and they want to win it back. And are you looking at the sanity here? The reason why Lightfoot is gone is because I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, public safety is a big deal. And Eric Adams is sounding the alarm bell. He's saying, look, you can make this partisan, you can do whatever you want, but look at what happened to Lori Lightfoot. She's as leftist as you can be, a lesbian black woman incompetent running a big city. And look what happened to her. The centrist. The two, and I don't know how centrist these guys are, but compared to other people in leftist politics, the two people that may replace her, a black guy and a Jewish man, another man, two guys. One of them, the replacement for her will be a guy, which is a whole other thing to be thinking about as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So that's a pretty important part. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect us national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
But obviously you'd oversee the Federal Aviation Administration, so any idea what those restrictions are under basic med? Quickly?
Well, some of the restrictions, I think, would be high blood pressure. Some of them would be...
It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and what altitude you can fly under. So, and then amount of knots. It's under 250 knots. So it's not having anything to do with blood pressure. So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Okay, let's keep going. What are the three aircraft certifications the FAA requires as part of the manufacturing process? Quickly, please. Three aircraft certifications.
Again, what I would say to that is that one of my first priorities would be to fully implement that Certification Act and report.
You know the three types, Mr. Washington? The three types? Okay. Yeah, that's type certificate, production certificate, and airworthiness certificate. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's just keep going and see if we can get lucky here. So can you tell me what the minimum separation distance is for landing and departing airliners during the daytime, Mr. Washington?
I don't want to guess on that, Senator.
Are you familiar with the difference between Part 107 and Part 44809 when it comes to unmanned aerial standards? Unmanned, like drones, are you familiar with the difference?
Yes.
Okay, you know the difference between those two, Part 44809 and Part 107? Do you know the difference there?
No, I cannot.
It's okay.
Spell that out.
That, folks, was a brutal takedown of a guy who really didn't deserve it. I know what you're saying, Kevin, but we have to expose. No, I completely agree with all that. He absolutely. That was Congressman Budd, I believe, but he absolutely was right to pose all those questions to Mr. Philip Washington. But if you know a little bit more background about Philip Washington, you know that he just got thrown into something he wasn't ready for. But he's a good guy. But here's what they said, because after this, of course, you got to withdraw. It was one of the worst confirmation hearings I've ever seen. And let me tell you, the Republicans are good at this because they're finding out who all these people are that Joe Biden's putting into play. And no offense, but most of these people are just affirmative action appointees. They're good people that don't really have a lot of experience doing what they're supposed to be doing. So here's what they said. Unfortunately, an onslaught of unfounded Republican attacks on Mr. Washington's service and experience irresponsibly delayed this process, threatened unnecessary procedural hurdles on the Senate floor, and ultimately have led him to withdraw his nomination today. So everything, the Republicans actually seeking to know, do you know the job you're going to get into is an attack. Now, listen, could you be ready for that interview better? Short answer is, heck yes. Phil Washington phoned it in. If I'm going to interview to be the head of a department, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go talk to the previous head and say, what are the responsibilities that you feel like are the most critical to this job? What is it I need to know? And then I'm going to get a manual. And I'm going to, whatever the guy tells me to study, I'm going to study it. And I'm going to know at least the basics. And I'm going to have to, this is like passing the bar exam. This is like taking a CPA test. This is like taking your professional engineering exam. This is the highest level you're going to get in something. And you phone it in? That's what he did. He figured, what are they going to do to me? Man, I'm a brother. Says the FAA, this is what Buttigieg said, needs a confirmed administrator, and Phil Washington's transportation and military experience made him an excellent nominee. The partisan attacks and procedural obstruction he has faced are undeserved, but I respect his decision to withdraw and I'm grateful for his service. So let me tell you who he is. Philip Washington is, and this is what they wrote about him, an American governmental administrator working as the CEO of the Denver International Airport. He previously was the CEO of Los Angeles Metro. Now, I want you to understand, he's in transportation. That's what he's in. So he worked in Metro, no planes. Then he became the CEO of Denver's airport. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. I don't believe you go from Metro, where you're handling buses, to handling planes. I don't think that's the next logical step. I'm going to tell you right now, I believe he's been given his stuff politically. And I'm going to tell you why I don't have a problem necessarily with it, because I looked them up. When Buttigieg said his military experience, I was like, well, who is this dude? You know, and his transportation experience. I want to know, why was he not able to answer these questions? Because I would have been able to answer those questions had they put me up there. I'm not going to get up there and look silly. You know, it's funny, when I would do interviews on Fox, I was mostly known for my funny quips. But let me tell you what I was prepped for. I was prepped with knowledge. If we had to go deep, I could go deep. And the reason why I did that was I remember when I was talking to God saying, why can't I get on Fox News? I'm as good as these people. And God said, you better watch out. You don't know as much as you think you know. And I watched an interview where somebody was very prepped. They knew exactly what to say. They knew the information in depth. And I was impressed. And I went, you know what? I couldn't have done that interview like that. And that's when I backed up and said, when you go on TV, you can be quippy, you can be funny, you can be cute, Kev, but you better know what you're talking about underneath it in case you need to back it up with stats and facts and figures and information that people could go look up and go, man, that brother was right. Washington, a command sergeant major in the military, got his bachelor's of business administration degree from Columbia College in Chicago, master's in management from Webster, left the Army, applied for assistant general manager of administration at the Regional Transportation District, as I said. RTD is what they call it, and the CEO gave him the job. His military experience absolutely tells me this is a guy that's squared away. He knows what he's doing. He's methodical. My uncle was a command sergeant major in the Army, and he ran Fort Hood in Texas. He was a CSM for that base, and he was also up for command sergeant major of the Army that he didn't get, probably because he used to beat his wife, or wives, I should say. So they didn't give him that distinction, but he was the most squared away guy I've ever met. I remember going to my uncle's closet and seeing how organized it was and going, I've never seen. My grandmother's closet looked like people just threw the clothes in there. Her brother, my uncle, man, everything two fingers apart up top, shoes shined, lined up. Until I got into military school, I'd never seen a closet like that. I didn't know that's the way a closet was supposed to look. Anyway, 24 years in the military, after 24 years, he became a CSM. You got to be political. That's just the highest rank you can achieve in the Army. And he achieved it. So he's a bright guy. But my question is, given all that as his background, why was he not more prepared? And you want to know what it is? Even guys that get to that level, when they've been just sort of rifled through, go, 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 the problem is they don't know how to earn it. My uncle had probably 15 years on this guy. He was in the military when you had to earn CSM. My uncle earned CSM because take his private life out of it, you've never met a guy who knew logistics, who could run an entire base like a well-oiled machine, like this man. But that's not the way it works anymore. So these people want to shoehorn in these, in some cases, freaks. And in this particular case, a guy who is not experienced enough. He's too used to getting easily getting these jobs. And once you get in the system and they know you're going to stay woke, they will just promote you. And he got outed, and so did the Democrats.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.